Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, a winter weather advisory in effect. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with snow likely. Could pick up around 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation by the end of the day in the upper teens. Then for tonight, any lingering snow wrapping up early, upper single digits. With skies clearing out Wednesday, reaching the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 12.
Weather-related closings and cancellations. Bingo at the Marysville Legion has been canceled for this evening. Basketball, Hanover at Donovan West has been postponed until Monday, February 19th. And Centralia versus Lynn this evening has been canceled. Keep listening to KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, and FM 95.5 as we update throughout the day.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, at last week's Cattle Industry Convention in Phoenix, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association released its policy priorities for 2018. Those priorities center around five categories, including the 2018 Farm Bill, trade and market access, regulatory reform, antimicrobial use, and fake meat. NCBA will be working to make sure the new Farm Bill includes funding for a foot-and-mouth vaccination bank. They also want to protect programs like EQIP and prevent market-disrupting policies like COOL. The regulatory reform efforts will focus on finding a permanent solution to an electronic logging device mandate, modernizing the Endangered Species Act, and replacing the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. One of the newer priorities involved protecting the industry and consumers from fake meat and false labeling on products that don't contain real beef. The incoming president of the NCBA, Kevin Kester of California, said with tax reform, regulatory rollbacks, and new access to the Chinese market, we have some big victories in Washington last year, but he said now is not the time to take a break, as 2018 is going to see a mix of new along with familiar challenges. Farm lending at commercial banks increased during the fourth quarter of last year. Demand for all types of loan except farm machinery and livestock increased significantly over 2016. Operating expenses continue to make up the majority of loan originations. Loans for livestock made up over a quarter of all new non-real estate loans. The total value of operating and livestock loans increased almost 50% over the previous year. They're still below 2014 and 2015 levels. Large loans continue to make up the majority of farm loan volumes at commercial banks, and because of the high production costs, loans of $100,000 or more continue to make up more than 70% of loan volume. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
There will be a farm retirement auction for Catoptish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 model 6150 and a pair of 2016 model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus nine headers and seven head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot hopper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combines. combine trailers, two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items. Machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded and is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct the sale. Go online at sullivanauctioneers.com or contact sale manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYRadio.com.
Mid-America Network News. Fraybend police are asking for the public's help after a 90-year-old woman was hit and killed. Officers say the woman, identified as Rose Younger, was hit by a vehicle around 6:45 Saturday night. She was taken to the hospital, where she later died. Police say the driver who hit her drove away from the scene. Investigators are asking for witnesses or anyone with information to contact authorities. The Kansas Education Department will continue distributing millions in bus funding despite a recent audit that says the payments are barred under the current state law. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the State Board of Education says it will keep paying for the school district's bus operations under the same formula it's been using for decades until instructed otherwise. An independent audit of how transportation aid to districts has been distributed says the formula is based on a law that was repealed in 1973. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand-deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Star Seed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
During Aaron's anniversary sale, you're going to be blown away. Get big lease-to-own savings on an LG 65-inch 4K TV and a Amana laundry pair, bedrooms, living rooms, and so much more. Plus, get 6 months same as cash with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. All month long, come to a participating Aaron's store and get 6 months same as cash. Or visit Aaron's.com during Aaron's anniversary sale. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
An Olathe man previously convicted of sexually assaulting a child has been charged with victimizing another child. 53-year-old Dennis Pinnell is charged in Johnson County with aggravated indecent liberties with a child younger than 14. He's being held in the Johnson County Jail on a bond of $500,000. The alleged abuse occurred between August and December of last year, according to the court documents. He's been listed on the Kansas Sex Offender Registry since 2012. His next court date is February 15th. Candidates would be required to be at least 18 years of age to run for statewide offices in Kansas under legislation drafted in response to six teenagers entering the race for governor. The Kansas House Elections Committee is considering whether to set an age requirement for running for governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state treasurer, and the state commissioner of insurance. Candidates for governor and lieutenant governor would also have to live in Kansas for 4 years before seeking office. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. A proposal designed to ensure that Nebraska abortion providers do not get federal money has opened a sharp divide between organizations that oppose abortion and those that support the right. The Nebraska Legislature's Appropriations Committee considered the measure during a hearing that stretched into the evening. Governor Ricketts' proposal would prevent health clinics that offer abortions from getting state distributions of federal funding. The Omaha Public School Board has voted to put a nearly $410 million bond issue that would build five new schools, including two high schools, on the May ballot. The Omaha World Herald reports the board voted unanimously last night to approve the project list and the price tag for a bond referendum. Police say that one man is dead and another has been injured in a wrong-way driver crash on Highway 75 in southeastern Omaha. Police say the crash happened around 12:35 a.m. yesterday. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, combines and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, forklifts, skid steers, and skid steer attachments, a large lot of Stearman biplane parts, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, toolbars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps, and field conditioners, swathers, balers, and bale retrievers, semis, trucks, pickups, and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers, and fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs, and boats, mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Consignments accepted until Monday, February the 12th. Complete listing, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A home near Haddam was destroyed by fire on Friday. The Haddam, Morrillville, Mahaska, Washington, Greenleaf, Narka, and Munden fire departments responded to the scene at 566 20th Road. No immediate details available. A Wymore man was injured in a two-vehicle accident north of Beatrice Friday morning shortly before 7 a.m. Joshua Shepherdson, age 28, of Wymore, struck a semi that had failed to yield and was turning onto U.S. 77 from the Diamond T truck stop. The truck driver from Ontario, Canada, was not injured. Shepherdson was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. A Morrillville man was arrested following a vehicle rollover January 31st in Washington County. Jason DeLay lost control and his vehicle rolled onto its top a half mile west of Gypsum on 21st Road. He was cited for failure to report the accident and no valid driver's license, as well as pending charges of aggravated battery apparently related to a disturbance in Haddam earlier that evening where officers were dispatched. $1,000 bond was set for DeLay. A Wetmore man was injured early Saturday evening in Nemahal County. John Coleman, age 29, lost control. His vehicle rolled on 96th east of Q Road. He was transported by ambulance to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. A pair of Beatrice men were arrested in connection with a burglary at Nick's Shell in Beatrice last Monday. Burglary charges are pending against Austin Watts and Michael Grant, both age 19. CMH in Marysville is limiting visitors in light of a severe flu virus outbreak. Visitors are asked to check in at the nurse's station with no children under the age of 18 allowed. The flu has hit area schools hard with increasing numbers of absentees. The public is encouraged to limit movement as necessary and avoid public contact if suffering flu or flu-like symptoms. Frequent hand-washing or sanitizing is also encouraged. Maria A. Vodder, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Rosary beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5:30 till 7 at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Maria Vodder. Janet A. McClellan, age 84, of Marysville, formerly of Beatrice, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery south of Liberty. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janet McClellan. Norman Severns, age 90, of Overland Park, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Severns. Travis Edward Reese, age 28, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Travis Reese. Richard Dale Rowden, Sr., age 60, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life reception is planned Saturday from 1 until 10 p.m. at the Wymore Community Center, Griffith's Huvendick Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Richard Rowden, Sr.
Weather-related closings and cancellations. Bingo at the Marysville Legion has been canceled for this evening. Basketball, Hanover at Donovan West, has been postponed until Monday, February 19th. And Centralia versus Lynn this evening has been canceled. Keep listening to KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, and FM 95.5 as we update throughout the day.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As an upper-level trough continues to work through the region this afternoon, expecting some accumulating snowfall to develop, expecting around 1 to 3 inches of snowfall by the end of the day, with those highs reaching the upper teens. The system then clears on out into the day on Wednesday, with high pressure making a return, thus expecting lots of sunshine for your Wednesday. We're back in the mid-20s for high temperatures, and a good deal of melting expected to go on Thursday, with highs reaching up into the mid-40s. Another shot at some snow showers then late Friday and into Friday night. Taking a closer look at your forecast for this afternoon, a winter weather advisory in effect. Cloudy skies with snow likely. Could pick up around 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation by the end of the day in the upper teens. Then for tonight, any lingering snow wrapping up early, upper single digits, with skies clearing out Wednesday reaching the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Reflections Hallmark is the sweet spot. Come on into your Valentine's headquarters. Everything you need is here. Cards, plush animals, large and small, jewelry, and candy of all kinds. It's a Valentine's extravaganza at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature, early February, 42. Record high on this date, 72 in 1938. The average low, 21. The record low is 17 below zero in 1979. Sunset this evening, 5:49. Sunrise in the morning at 7:23.
Do you always choose the slowest lane at the supermarket checkout? We're looking into the science and psychology of the checkout lane on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 6th, the 37th day of the year. Ronald Reagan and Babe Ruth were born on this day, and Frank Sinatra made his radio singing debut in 1943. Computer models can't always predict what will happen in real life. Take the case of checkout lanes at the supermarket. Using complex virtual designs, researchers predicted that a single queue channeling choppers to multiple checkout terminals would be faster than parallel checkout lanes. In reality, it's parallel lanes that move more quickly. What the computer model didn't take into account was human nature. When responsible for their own lane, checkers work more efficiently to keep the line moving and perhaps engage in a bit of competition with adjacent checkers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right. The Nordis Motor Company has a 2017 Buick Envision, a 2016 Chevy Equinox, 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, and a 2011 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Wichita State Shockers have dropped to number 22 in this week's top 25 AP men's basketball poll. KU still hanging in the top 10. The top 10 looks like this. At number 1, Villanova, followed by Virginia, Purdue, Michigan, Xavier, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, Auburn, Duke, and again at number 10 is KU. The three teams ranked below Wichita State, who's at number 22, are Nevada, Kentucky, and Miami. Police say a man being held in a suspected drunken driving crash that killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson has twice been deported from the U.S. Indiana State Police said yesterday that 37-year-old Manuel Orego Zavala is a citizen of Guatemala and gave officers a fake name following the Sunday incident. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort, farm equipment, supplies, services, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars, crafts, and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo, CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. And there's still time to sign up for a booth. Call the Triumph of Ag Expo or go online to show OfficeOnline.com.
Former Wichita State University star Ron Baker will miss the remainder of the NBA season when he has shoulder surgery. The New York Knicks announced yesterday that Baker will have arthroscopic shoulder stabilization surgery tomorrow. Recovery time expected to be 4 to 6 months. Baker is in his second season with the Knicks. KU Jayhawks men's basketball. TCU Horned Frogs traveling to Lawrence today. They'll take on the Jayhawks. Tip-off in that game set for 8 o'clock this evening. Number 5 in the Big 12, K-State will square off against Texas. That game set for 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And Wichita State, the number 2 team in the American Athletic Conference, on the road. They're traveling to Tennessee, where they will square off against the Memphis Tigers. Tip-off in that game set for 8 o'clock this evening. And Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez preparing for his bout this weekend at Hartman Arena, hoping to make it 4 straight wins. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, all weather pending. Marysville at Rock Creek, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights tips off at Troy. Hanover travels to Donovan West. Frankfort at Onega. Axtell entertains Pawnee City. Washington County at Blue Valley. And Centralia's home to Lynn. Diller O'Dell at College View. Southern hosting Lewiston. Kansas Jayhawks, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off, live on FM 95.5.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Create a beautiful garden that reaches its peak once the sun sets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A moon or night garden extends your outdoor enjoyment with white and light-colored flowers that just seem to glow in the dark. They even appear to float in the air as the green leaves disappear in the dark. Add some vertical interest with white-flowered vines like moonflower vine, clematis, or climbing roses trained on a trellis. White-flowered roses and hydrangeas or angel's trumpet brighten the background. Then look for white-flowered perennials for seasonal interest. And don't forget to add some white-flowered annuals for season-long color. Add a few bright highlights with variegated foliage and splashes of light with silver-leafed plants. Then finish off your garden with a bit of nighttime fragrance. Include a few 4 o'clocks, flowering tobacco, and evening stock. As always, match the flowers to the growing conditions as well as your design scheme. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Once upon a time, I started for my high school basketball team in the smallest class of schools at King City, Missouri. We were one game shy of making it to the state's Final Four. Back then, many of us could draw inspiration from another small town that beat the biggest of schools to win the prize. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Many of us have seen the basketball movie Hoosiers. In real life, the small-town team that won the state championship was from Milan, Indiana.
The coach, Marvin Wood, came here. It was his second year here when they won the 1954. He was only 26 years old when he came.
Rosalind McKittrick shares the story from the Milan 1954 Hoosiers Museum. She says the movie portrayed an older coach with a checkered past. That was not the case in reality. The team went to the Final Four in his first year and won the championship the second year. After winning the game against Muncie Central, the team stayed in Indianapolis on Saturday night and returned home on Sunday.
So when they come home, they had all these people here waiting for them. And they said, well, there must have been a wreck because the cars they were in were way out in the country. And they said, well, what's holding everything up? It must have been a wreck or something. You know, and here it was, all these people waiting on them.
Rosalind loved the team, the town, and the movie. She began collecting items to create her own museum for the local heroes.
I knew it was a big story. And I had an antique store, and I had a friend that was a carpenter, and he built me lockers, like looking lockers for the players. Probably a fourth of my downstairs of a 4,000 square foot building made into a museum.
After so many years, why do people keep coming to see a museum about a game so long ago?
Because it's the little boys beating the big boys. That's maybe part of it. And it was just such a warm, cozy story.
You can see the TV version of our story by following the American Countryside on Facebook, the story of a small town that won the basketball crown. Traveling the countryside in Milan, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.
There are farmers around the country who want the latest and greatest tractor technology. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bigger is not always better, especially for specialty crops, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Tractors come with all kinds of features, power, performance, and technology. However, the tractor needs of corn and soybean farmers is very different from those who grow specialty crops such as fruits and vegetables. Production farmers need the big guns, but for small-scale or diverse specialty crop growers, it's overkill. Buying large equipment to make the job easier isn't always cost-effective and probably won't fit into the scale of their operation. Kent Brown is a senior product manager at Kubota. He says dealerships love to feature the latest, greatest, and biggest, but they're trying to emphasize to dealers that there are huge markets for specialty tractors.
Especially whenever we talk about specialty tractors, dealers out in California have huge markets for that. But we've also tried to focus on our dealers around the country and say, you've got a market for a specialty tractor, like a high clearance tractor that's used in vegetables, or low-profile tractor that's used in orchards or narrow tractors that's used in vineyards, because there's those applications all over the U.S.
Brown says there is a market for basic standard economy tractors that don't come with all the gee whiz bells and whistles, but it's important to offer a bit of everything.
Although a lot of this market is moving to more and more and more technology, especially with guidance and precision farming, there's a lot of people that do appreciate a simple basic tractor. And one thing with Kubota, now we've got our simple basic tractors with our M6S back in the lineup. As well, we move up to our M6 and M7 tractors that are more high-end technology.
The best tractor for you is the one that enables you to get the job done effectively. Learn more about specialty crop tractors at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
Fill this land with the Father's glory. can do little about commodity prices, but they may have some wiggle room on expenses. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is the best of tractor tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This 2-DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
As crop prices languish, farmers and their lenders are spending quality time together. Tim Cook is with Omaha-based Farm Credit Services of America.
Commodity prices don't seem like they're going to rebound. So as we talk to producers, we're really focused on cost containment, ensuring that customers understand their cost structure and are taking steps to reduce those costs. We think that's the pathway to improve profit margins. And that's where we're focused as we work with customers.
Cook says the downturn is not a one-size-fits-all deal.
These times really create some really tough decisions, and we're seeing that. The early part of the century, we didn't see a lot of the turnover in agriculture. As prices were really, really high, people stayed in production agriculture longer than they would have. So we're entering into an environment where some producers are growing, some are contracting, and some are deciding to exit agriculture altogether.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, if you recall, the last continuing resolution passed after a brief shutdown of the federal government on January 22nd, and it funded the government through February the 8th. Well, looking at the calendar, you'll see it's February 5th. Well, the hope was a major package, including an agreement on spending caps and the framework for immigration reform, could be agreed upon. But after talks on establishing the top-line appropriation spending caps appear to be going smoothly, it was reported late last week that House Democrats rejected a deal that would have raised caps to around $80 billion for defense and $63 billion for domestic discretionary spending. So with these developments, Congress is now expected to have yet another showdown this week on a six-week CR through March the 23rd. This continuing resolution is, of course, facing criticism from both Republicans and Democrats, either from no spending caps to no DACA deal. So while lawmakers stated that immigration and spending were going to be on two tracks, they appear to be back on one track if they were ever to be divided in the first place, according to Washington insiders. Right now, it's uncertain where other important measures like supplemental disaster assistance for hurricane-affected regions and related to cotton and dairy farm bill fixes fall in that whole mix. Well, speaking of the farm bill, these delays, including the situation for cotton and dairy fixes complicating the timeline. Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway discussed plans to move the first markup into now late February, early March. Chairman Roberts in the Senate said the farm bill needs to move sometime in March before a two-week Easter recess in order to get the legislation enacted sometime this year. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We're still having issues with the livestock complex and still doing very well with grains and soybeans. March corn is up 4.25 at 363. May is up 4 at 370.5. The later months are all up by 3.5 cents more sometimes. March Kansas City wheat is up 7.25 now at 469. May is up 7 at 483.5. Watch out for soybeans. March beans up 14.75 at 984.5. May beans up 14.25 at 995.75. March soybean meal is $4.40 higher at $3.31.40. May's up $4 even at $3.35. March bean oil is up 71 points at $33.21. May is up 69 at $33.40. So a big rally for our grains and soybeans here on a Tuesday. Things look very, very well so far today as far as corn, wheat, and soybeans are concerned. Livestock, on the other hand, not so much. February live cattle down 12 at 126 even. April down 77 at 124.70. Later months are down as well. March feeder cattle down 87 at 148.80. April feeders down 117 at 149.35. Later months are all down by significant amounts as well. Hogs are way off. February hogs down 75 at 75.07. April down 192 at 71.40. So things not friendly in the livestock complex at all. Cotton is off. March cotton is down 21 points at 76.36. Looking at crude oil, March crude oil is down 26 cents at 63.89. April is down 28 cents at 63.55. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, all down as well. Gold is off. February gold down $5.60 currently at 13.27.40. And the United States dollar index for March unchanged at this point at 89.405. Market update from Mid-America. America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about an event in Washington, D.C., coming up later this month. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Coming up later this month in our nation's capital, an event that's been going on for 94 years. It's the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum. But I have a deal for you, because the USDA announced that it would extend the limit on discount rates one more day. And today is that day. If you want to get the discount rate on hotel rooms, you have to register by the end of the business day. It'll be coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the Crystal Gateway Marriott Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. And as I said, now in its 94th year, this year's forum theme is The Roots of Prosperity. And more than 80 speakers will present in 30 sessions. The forum offers a host of agriculture-related exhibitors. The forum, though, offers a platform for conversation on key issues and topics among producers, processors, policymakers, government officials, and non-governmental organizations, both foreign and domestic. Some of the featured speakers on the program: Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and members of his cabinet. But then we go to distinguished speaker Akinwumi Adesina. He is the African Development Bank Group President. And the dinner speaker will be Mahmoud Khan, PepsiCo Vice Chairman and Chief Scientific Officer, the 2018 2015 Economic Outlook for Agriculture will be presented by USDA Chief Economist Robert Johansson. All of this going on those 2 days in Washington, D.C. And I've attended several of these, and I always come away with new knowledge. Back with a final word after this message.
There will be a farm retirement auction for Catawpish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 Model 6150 and a pair of 2016 Model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus 9 headers and 7 head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot popper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combine trailers, two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items, machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded and is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct for sale. Go online at sullivanauctioneers.com or contact sale manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYRadio.com.
Once again, today at the end of the business day is the deadline for taking advantage of discounted hotel rates at the National Ag Forum in Washington, D.C., February 19th. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
A sow that gives birth to a large litter may not be able to feed all of them. Giving the small ones supplemental nutrition can improve the survival rate on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Piglets that are born smaller and later than their litter mates are at a disadvantage. They can't compete well for milk and are most vulnerable to chilling. Offering a supplemental source of nutrients those first few hours of life can improve the piglet survival rate. John Patience is a professor of applied swine nutrition at Iowa State University. He says it's critical that they nurse as soon as possible to absorb colostrum from the sow, which helps protect them from environmental pathogens. Once they've had some colostrum, there are a number of ways to get nutrition into the piglets.
There is the idea of cross-fostering maybe to a sow that has not had as big a litter, so she has extra capacity for piglets. It can also be a nurse sow that has weaned off her litter. And then the third option is an artificial milk replacer of some kind that we can provide to the pig in a number of ways.
The best way to ensure piglets get the milk replacer into their stomach is to use a syringe and put the liquid on the back of the piglet's tongue, which stimulates it to swallow. The more common method is to put the milk replacer in a dish in the farrowing crate. Depending on your resources, patient says balancing cost and labor to feed the small ones can be a difficult decision.
The little piglet, just after birth, is used to nursing every few hours. And that means if you're going to feed that pig artificially, then you need to provide it with this product every few hours. So in many cases, the cost and the labor becomes prohibitive.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about supplemental piglet nutrition at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Corn, soybean, and wheat prices have seen some upward movement over the last couple of days. That's not terribly unusual for this time of year as far as corn and soybeans are concerned.
Now, when it comes to prices, those are obviously prices received by farmers, and those are very front-loaded in terms of marketing. So, you know, much of the crop, more than half the crop, is already marketed by the time you get to February. A significant amount of it's marketed. Now, you get a little jump up in marketings in January for tax reasons, as some of those corn sales and bean sales get pushed off into the new tax year. But again, it drops off pretty sharply because we've already marketed a fair amount of the crop when you think about traditional marketing weights. So as we're going along now, there's a lot more limited room to get much price movement in terms of those prices received by farmers because a lot of it's already been marketed.
Seth Meyer is chairman of USDA's Outlook Board. He says the uptick in wheat prices is related to weather and export news.
We've seen some action in the wheat market as well, too. Now, we don't get any new information on wheat from NASS this month, but folks are watching in the wheat market. We have a couple of authors here who work on the drought monitor that you've probably seen. It's been dry, but you also know that there isn't a strong correlation between final yields and drought conditions in the middle of winter. So while we are continuing to look at those things, I think it's far too early to make some comments on those.
Seth Meyer, chairman of the USDA's Outlook Board. Drought is an issue, of course. The drought monitor shows that a large portion of Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma hard red winter wheat country is suffering from either D2 severe drought or D3 extreme drought at the current time, with little relief on the horizon. Ag News. News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all, from full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten.